Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bedliner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bedliners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bedliners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bedliners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. IRS migration data show Arizona has been gaining more people, around 80,000 from tax filing families last year. The state has been seeing new resident taxpayers that moved specifically from California to Arizona. Learn more about the new growth, YumaDailyNews.com. Governor Ducey has been sending President Biden a letter calling on administration to increase the access to baby formula nationwide. 19 letters in all have been sent by governors throughout the U.S. The letter Ducey sent explains how to take action to make baby formula less expensive and more available. Find out what else is in the letter on the website. Yuma Police Department has been encouraging the community to join them for coffee. The event starts at 7 a.m. at Cafe Sieto, located on Main Street. The department says it's a chance for the community to ask questions and learn more about what they do. More info, YumaDailyNews.com. Follow us on Facebook at Yuma Daily News for the latest local and state news in Yuma and in Arizona. That's the news for now. I'm Kendra White.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
Good morning. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning, we are going to be speaking with Kyle Gawthorpe. He is the Executive Director of the Quechan Casino Resort, Paradise Casino, and Hotel Operations.
Good morning.
Good morning. That's a long title.
It is a long title, but that's definitely over marketing and hotel operations.
So I was going to say,
it's a long title.
That long title probably means lots of responsibilities.
It definitely does. It definitely does. But it's great. I wouldn't trade any of it for anything. But marketing and hotel operations is, it's a blast.
So
you like it?
Absolutely. Think I'm going to say anything else on air?
The hospitality industry, that's a 24/7 job.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
We were actually just talking about that. I asked him if he had a long weekend because I said in the industry you're in, that holidays don't necessarily mean anything. Maybe, in fact, they're probably busier.
They are busy and they are few and far between. But yeah, I did take a long weekend this past weekend and it was great. And we have a very active calendar of things going on. I mean, just even this past weekend, I mean, we started the holiday weekend on Thursday with the Gabriel Iglesias concert, and then we had something going on every day through Monday. So it was a busy weekend, but we've always got something going on.
I would say I heard a lot about I knew a lot of people going to the Gabriel Iglesias concert. They
He's
were
awesome.
Super excited.
He is awesome.
Super funny.
I think it's, for some reason, this property in this market has a strong connection to him. I think my team was telling me that we were one of the first shows he did after he was on whatever show. I don't know if it was Last Comic Standing or whatever, but I think I went through files and saw this was his fifth time in Yuma.
Really?
Yeah, and he remembered it. I mean, he remembered it. He was very gracious. He knew very much how many times he'd been here, very thankful.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's very connected to us, and it's amazing.
So there is a lot going on out there. What's coming up? What's coming up next?
Well, it depends on the property. I think right now Paradise is exciting. There's always great promotions going on. But Paradise is remodeling right now. I mean, we're in our 26th year. Wow. And that remodel is pretty expansive. It's going to be an entire new external look. Internally, they're expanding the gaming floor to accommodate more games, more slots, more table games. Sportsbook is new to the market, and that's been amazing. Las Vegas style table games, between the craps and the roulette, where you can actually play exactly like you do in Las Vegas, which is not something you can do in California. That's been fun.
I was saying, I'm super excited about that because like, I'm so used to table games being machines if we have them at all.
Machines are something that involves cards. It just changes the way the game is played.
Right.
But, you know, with the new compact, we're able to bring, you know, Las Vegas odds and Las Vegas action to the market. And that's been fun watching people respond to that. And a lot of curiosity, of course, and people not understanding it, but excited about it.
I was just going to say, so are you going to teach people how to play it?
We do. We are.
You're laughing, Russ, but I'm like, I watch craps and everybody's always yelling and having a good time. And
I still don't understand.
Me neither.
Completely
I have
understand
no idea
it.
How to play it.
I've played it, but I don't understand it.
It's very engaging. There's a lot of energy around it. Mm-hmm. I think that's why people like it. They think that they control the odds better than other games, but I think it's just the competitiveness, the action, there's always something going on around you. But yes, we are in discussions about how we can schedule live training. I mean, there's a lot of videos and things you can watch. We have some on our website, but that's not like live training, tutorials and being on the floor and throwing the dice or spinning the rolling the, you know, picking the numbers or whatever the case may be. So that's been exciting. You know, promotions at the queue. We don't really have any shows coming up until July.
Okay.
We have a Banda show, Hispanic show, Banda Machos and Banda McGee. They're very, very iconic techno banda groups from the 90s, and we put that show on sale. And if you haven't been to our venue, our venue is split up into front sections or the 100 sections, and back sections are the 200 sections. When we put shows on sale, without exaggeration, the 100 section seats are sold out within a few hours of them going on sale. Wow. So this market is very responsive to entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we have everyone's favorite Thunder from Down Under coming up at the end of July.
Really?
Yep. I see you lit up on that one. So, well, you're more than welcome to come to that one.
I went to that show in Las Vegas.
It's the same one.
Many moons ago.
It's the same one and probably hasn't changed very much.
Same guys.
same. Yeah, we won't tell these stories on air.
Yep. No, some meant for when the mics are off.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things we pride ourselves about is just continuously adding excitement. You know, this past weekend, we had the conclusion of our Splash of Cash promotion, which is something that we have done before. But this year, we just added a big wow, or we actually gave away an in-ground pool.
Wow.
Which is...
That is a big wow.
Definitely something, you know, that was exciting for people. If somebody already had one, they could have got theirs remodeled or whatever the case may be. And then we just had our jet skis delivered yesterday for the summer giveaway.
That's exciting.
It's fun because a lot of those big ticket items, you know, for the people that are interested in that stuff, they are still very, very hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're very happy when we get to do stuff like that. I mean, I think when we gave away the off-road side-by-sides last year, I mean, we got, from what I was told, we got the last two.
Wow.
So that stuff still happens. So it's fun for us to be able to put big promotions together, offer things that are exciting and create a lot of energy and fun. But the jet skis were delivered Saturday. Then we always have only a couple of days a week where we don't have anything going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the things that does not get talked about enough, it's always about promotions, it's always about entertainment. But our culinary team, our kitchen staff, our chefs, I mean, they put together a value-centric menu with great food and great prices.
How many
prices.
Restaurants are you responsible for?
I'm not over any of them, but the casino, so the Q has Sidewinders, Ironwood, Steakhouse, It has the Octillo Buffet, and then it has the food court, and then Paradise has the Cove.
Okay.
Yeah. So. And they all have great specials all of the time, and the portions are amazing. I take people in there for lunches or dinners, and it's...
I can absolutely speak to the Cove.
It's the portions and the food quality is just absolutely...
The Cove is super easy for me to get to from my office, you know, because I just pop across the ocean.
Oh, that's
bridge,
one right, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, okay.
You know, and I'll go over there and get something to go because they'll cook it for me really quick. Right. And especially, I think it might be Tuesdays that they have burger specials. Mm-hmm. It's like $7.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I mean, between the prime rib specials,
you're
the steak
laughing
specials.
At me, Russ, but it's like, but whoa. I'm telling you, it's one. Of, it's the food is great and what? It's super inexpensive.
Well, in this day and age, I mean, I take my family out, and it's like almost getting to the point where it's car
crazy.
Payment or
it
going
is.
Out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and in, but we
and we're just talking McDonald's. Then,
well, yeah. that's why I go to the. I mean, nothing yeah. against McDonald's. McDonald's is. I mean, I like McDonald's too, but mm-hmm. but. The Cove is actually closer for me than McDonald's. Mm-hmm.
And we have seen an uptick in people just coming in to eat. Mm-hmm. And that's great.
Really?
I mean, we want people mm-hmm. to want our food enough to where it's like, you know what, let's just go eat. And that's especially with the Cove because mm-hmm. of its convenience. And mm-hmm. it's something that is, you know, not really spoken about very much. But the experience is awesome.
Well, with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
The triple digits are back starting today, and they stay with us through the weekend. High pressure has made its way back over the southwest, and that's allowing for the temperatures to start to heat up. 102, the high this afternoon, at night low 70s. Tomorrow looks to be the hottest day. 104 the high tomorrow, and Friday still around 104, but then cooling just a little bit Saturday, 102 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Every year, Arizonans lose millions of dollars in gift card scams. If you're being harassed or threatened to use a prepaid gift card as a form of payment, don't do it. It's probably a scam. Instead, hang up and report the incident to the Arizona Attorney General's office.
Think you may have a gambling problem? Help is just an online 10-question quiz away. Take it today at problemgambling.az.gov because knowing if you might have a problem is the first step toward solving it.
Yuma Collectors West Gun Show is back at the Yuma Civic Center this weekend. Get ready for your fall hunt this summer at this gun show. You'll find all your favorite vendors along with dealers new to the area. Find rifles, custom knives, ammo, pistols, scopes, reloading supplies, the best brand names at the best prices. Bring your guns to sell, trade, or have appraised. Tickets are just $8. For more information, see us at collectorswest.com. Experience the best gun and knife show in Yuma this weekend at the Yuma Civic Center. Don't miss it.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Kyle Gawthorpe, the Executive Director of the Quechan Casino Resort, Paradise Casino, and Hotel Operations. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so on the break, we were talking a little bit more. And so I'm curious about this. Now you started on the break, and now I'm going to ask about it. Mm-hmm. So you started... As a players club rep.
I did. I started as a players club rep early days, almost 30 years ago. Almost 30 years ago at a casino in Phoenix. Did not know that my future was going to be tied to the casino business, but it sure seemed fun.
Mm-hmm.
It sure seemed fun. I'd spend a lot of time in Vegas and Laughlin betting on sports pre-internet days where you actually had to drive. Mm-hmm. To go do something, and pursued some stuff in the music business that just did not work out, and casinos seemed fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, here we are 30 years later.
Well, and, actually, clearly, I think they're
quite
fun.
The path to get here, and yeah. But it has been an amazing provider. It's been a fun career. I think I've been exposed and get to do a lot of things on a daily basis that are just truly enjoyable. And mm-hmm. like they say, love what you do.
So I think I heard the other day, so one of my favorite things out at the queue is the pool area and the lazy river.
The lazy river. People come from all over just for that.
I bet they do. And so as a local, what's the best way for me to enjoy it?
Make a reservation. People who stay in the hotel obviously get use of the pool. But now, you know, going through the summer all the way through Labor Day, we open the pool to the public on Sundays as part of our pool parties that are sponsored actually by KTTI, and they're out there every week, every Sunday with the presents and doing games and giveaways, and that's $10, but you get all day access of the pool from 10 to 5, and it also includes lunch.
It includes lunch for
$10, and it's family friendly, so we allow people to bring out their kids. It's just a good day of fun in a pool. In a big pool.
It is a big pool.
With the lazy river and a chance to bring the kids out. And unfortunately, this past weekend, weather, you know, caused us to cancel it. But they do start again this Sunday, and weather permitting, every Sunday through Labor Day. And that's probably the best way for the general community to experience it.
I was just going to say, I thought I'd heard that. I thought I'd heard that we could go out there on Sundays.
Absolutely.
Now. Not that I don't like a little staycation myself.
Absolutely.
Come out just for the weekend, and it's a perfect excuse to eat Ironwood,
well,
right?
It's not just for never. Absolutely. Grab your food and go out to the pool. But no, it's not often that we do things like that. I mean, it's not just a couple of hours either. I mean, it's a full day at the pool for $10, and you get to bring your family. So it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. It goes in circles.
What goes in circles?
The lazy river.
That it does.
I thought he was being wise about life, but he's actually factual about. He's actually factual about the lazy river.
I've been on the lazy river.
Yeah.
I can't remember why. I don't think I stayed the night at the hotel. Could have. I mean, one of the events or something.
Oh, you were that person.
Oh, they're one of Peyton's favorite things. He used to ask me when he was younger.
Go to the lazy river.
Is there a lazy river at this hotel? He always wanted to know if there was a lazy river. That was one of the first questions he would ask.
Yeah.
And he would just stay in it all day.
Yeah, there's a fascination with it. It's just the idea of just sitting in a tube and
goes in circles,
floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that way you don't have to have a vehicle to come get you. I mean, I love tubing like on the river, but then I got to get from one end to the other.
It's a fun sensation, just relaxing.
Yeah, they don't keep the river up as nicely as they do the lazy river.
That is definitely
true. Ours is definitely cleaner and safer.
Yeah, there's nothing going to bite you.
At least we hope not.
Yeah. We'll get it out if there is.
That's good.
River is available, though.
Or kick them out if there is.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might not be that kind. Oh, dear.
You never know what's going to happen.
You don't. But it would be a great way for a family, especially if you don't, if you didn't win the in-ground pool, you know, that you guys gave away.
And you don't have one, or if you're just looking for I guarantee most people do not have a lazy river.
I guarantee they
don't. Even people with pools, and it's just it's the music, it's the games. Again, it's food. There's great value, and it's not. It's grab and go, lunch boxes with good stuff.
So Kyle, your job there is just to get more people to come in.
My job is to get people to come in and make sure that the people who are coming in are feeling valued and having a chance to have a good time and chance to win.
How important is social media?
Social media is very important. I mean, it's the way most people engage. Yeah. I mean, I've been around this industry long enough to actually watch this come into play and watch it grow and watch it, you know, either die off and not gain traction or become the primary means of doing things. And even with the traditional casino demographic, social media is very, very prevalent in people's lives.
It can be in a business, you have to pay attention to it because there could be somebody putting something out there and misinformation or something that, versus telling you they had an issue, they'll tell the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Opinion by population, absolutely.
So do you imagine you've got people that are always watching?
We do. We do.
So that you can answer. I mean, I do the same during the day job and all that, but you've always got to watch it.
You do.
But I imagine in your case, it's even more so.
Well, it's where you have to be able to monitor what is frustration and what is actionable feedback.
Sure.
With the fact of the matter is that in a casino environment, things don't always go the way people wanted them to go when they first went into the building.
Oh,
and with the convenience of having the ability to communicate that frustration on your phone at the moment of...
Oh, that could be entertainment not starting on time.
And absolutely.
No luck at the tables. The food wasn't exactly what I wanted or something.
A little bit of a wait that's beyond their expectations.
Oh, I was going to say there's... a ton of things to complain about
And going back to the pool, I mean, unfortunately, we are in a very windy environment, and there's times where we have to close the pool because of wind. And we get just as many social media posts about that.
Okay.
And that's just from people staying in the hotel.
So do you have to watch that for the whole organization at least to answer and talk about that for every outlet,
whether it's food and beverage, gaming, promotionally, hotel.
Well, then you're not doing that by yourself.
No, definitely not. I have internal people. We have external people that are responsible for our content and review. We have a pretty robust following, and we do a lot of contesting, and we do a lot of uses of it. But the good part about it is, like I said, it's a chance to evaluate what is circumstantial frustration versus what is an actionable item. If it's something recurring, you can tell what people's comments are, whether it's just a something that they're just mad and you can reply back and just...
But it's a great communication tool to get your story out constantly.
Absolutely.
It just got that negative side that you can also...
Well, it was email, right? And then email, it's like you can only send one a day.
Right.
And then otherwise you got considered a spammer. So you have to, and then you don't want to send one every day. That used to be the introduction into getting into people's homes through non-direct channels. But social media, people actually expect multiple posts a day. Mm-hmm. They want to be engaged with on a regular basis. If we have this conversation all the time, it's like, we should be posting more. I mean, we should be engaging with our guests. I mean, especially in the 7 seconds or less generation that we're getting into, and everybody is getting afflicted by that. What you put out to them yesterday, you have to remind them of it.
And when you do post, it can't be all about promotion either. It's got to be about image.
We do contesting stuff. We do branding stuff.
Yeah.
We stick away. I've seen some organizations getting into the news feeds and stuff like that. That's not something that we want to do just to keep people engaged. They can find that on you. They can find that on other. But we do try to keep it non-advertorial. We try to create dialogue.
Good luck in today's climate.
Yeah. We just try to keep it because it would be easy for us to constantly regurgitate promotion.
Do you oversee all that? I mean, you help set the direction?
Strategic and direction, yes, and ultimately quality control.
All right. Mm-hmm. And that includes advertising and everything else, which
that's
a huge business. It's not a small business.
It's a separate entity in itself.
It's a
functional unit of the organization that follows up into marketing and ultimately under me, whether that's social media, digital advertising, traditional advertising. I mean, traditional is still very, very important. I mean, there's this perception that everything's shifting to digital and social, but it's traditional advertising, radio, TV.
I think a lot of money has shifted. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no doubt that a lot of it shifted, but you're definitely not going to abandon traditional.
Absolutely not. That's where still where the masses listen to things. Now the other direct methods, the technology is amazing. I mean, I can put specific ads in specific zip codes that way. I mean, I can know what you watch on TV and send you an ad. I mean, it's
scary stuff.
Very, 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 very tactical and strategic with the way you can use traditional media now.
Oh.
It's not just a blanket ad and send it out to a million people and hope for
When you're doing shows and stuff like that, obviously you're using shows that are going to resonate with the local community, shows that you're going to do. Where does that information come from?
Comes from experience.
Okay.
It comes from... a lot of different things in a lot of different markets. Again, there's me, there's my team, and then we do have external resources that we use to find talent. The queue specifically, and even before the queue, Paradise was doing concerts. We kind of have an idea about what genres work here and which ones don't. And then after we figure that out, it's just finding the best artist at the best price.
What's available.
What's available. What's routing is a big issue. Yuma is a market that we're very fortunate on the entertainment side because we are far enough away from Phoenix and San Diego and Palm Springs to where the normal radius clauses don't apply. So I can find an artist that's coming through San Diego, right, or I can find an artist that's coming through Tucson or Phoenix and take advantage of them being in the area. That's a great value for right. us because normally you can't book an artist within 150 to 200 miles of their last show. So luckily we are, and that's because of advertising radiuses and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And don't want to have a customer hear an ad for Gabriel in Tucson while he's hearing an ad for Gabriel in Yuma.
What's your most popular? Is it concerts? Is it comedy? What?
I think the genres that work best for us are comedy and country. We've mm-hmm. done a lot of polling on that. We've done a lot of surveys to find out what the market prefers. Our numbers show that that's what works best. Our Hispanic shows are amazing. Yeah. We bring in some very exciting Hispanic acts, and those do very, very well for us, which would be expected. But no, comedy, country, those do very, very well for us.
Well, and with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Mm-hmm.
Lying about Karen Taylor Robeson in the race for Arizona governor. Why? Because Lake is trying to hide her record of supporting amnesty for illegals. Lake wrote that her plan, quote, allows them to remain. You heard that right. Lake supported letting 11 million illegals stay in the U.S. indefinitely. Lake criticized Donald Trump's immigration policies, calling them, quote, impossible. Lake claims to be a lifetime member of the NRA, but Lake only joined the NRA about the same time she started running for governor. No wonder Lake gave money to Barack Obama, even knocked on doors for Obama's campaign. Karen Taylor Robeson is a successful businesswoman who helped create thousands of jobs. Robeson will always defend our Second Amendment rights, and Robeson has a six-point plan to secure the border and finish the wall. Karen Taylor Robeson for governor. Read Karen's plan at KarenForArizona.com. Paid for by Karen for Arizona. Authorized by Karen Taylor Robeson.
Broadcast radio continues to be a staple of marketing plans for all varieties of business. Just listen to these results. 22% increase in top of mind awareness for an online-only retailer. 20% increase in brand consideration for a weight loss brand. How about a 28% increase in web traffic for a rubbish removal company? Yeah, this stuff works. Learn how it can work for your business. Sign up for our free business e-tips and learn how to not only reach more people, but connect with more people more often with the power of radio at YumaAdvertising.com.
Hi, this is Tony Gwynn Jr. excited to be on 560 KBLU for San Diego Padres baseball. Get the games here and get the complete game schedule at KBLUAM.com.
Padres baseball on KBLU is brought to you in part by Paradise Casino Sportsbook. There's nowhere better to place your bets than Paradise Casino Sportsbook. So much, so close.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And before we get back to our program, I do have some announcements. We do have quite a few events coming up, of course. So June 7th, that's this coming Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. at Arizona Western College, we will be having the Yuma City Council Candidate Forum. There is no charge for this. You do not need to pre-register. It is open to the public. It is simply a public service that we are doing. And so you're welcome to come out there at 6 o'clock p.m. It is, like I mentioned, free. No need to register. Just come on out. If you are not able to make it out to AWC, but you want to watch it, we will also be live streaming it on Facebook. So go to the Chamber's Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And you can watch it there. Then on June 9th, Good Morning Yuma, Arizona Western College, also we will be having the mayoral candidate forum. That one, if you're planning on having breakfast with us, there is a charge, $25 for members, $35 for non-members if you register by this Friday. If you do want to come out and not have breakfast but just watch the program for free, we will have a limited number of seats in the room to do that. Same thing, you don't need to pre-register for that then. You just need to come on out and seats will be available first come, first served. For both of those, we will be taking questions in advance until this Friday. We will not be taking any questions live during the event. So if you have a question that you want asked of the candidates, please go to our website to fill out the form. Our website is yumachamber.org. It is right on one of the top. We've got basically a scrolling slideshow. One of the slides will actually mention the two forums, and there will be a link to the form right there. We also have it, of course, on our Facebook page. Then on June 15th, which is what we're going to be talking about here pretty soon, it's the deadline for our Athena International Awards, and we'll be talking about that more, so I'm just going to put that there for right now. And then on June 22nd, we will be having our member mixer at AEA Federal Credit Union, $5 for members to attend that. And then we're going to take a break for July, and we'll be back with all of our regular events in August, so we hope you'll join us. And so with that, we are going to go back to the show. Kyle has taken off, but a lot of great information about what's going on out at the Q and at Paradise Casino and Event Center. And so, but Russ is still here.
You sound surprised.
I know. Every week. No, I'm just kidding. And we are shifting gears, and now we have Chandra Olagi. She's with Republic Services, but I actually brought her in today because she is one of our past Athena International Award recipients. Good morning, Chandra.
Hi, good morning. We're not talking trash this morning, right?
We're not talking, well, we, well, okay, Ross?
Yeah, we all look at him, right?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that can be taken so many different ways.
Good morning.
So I'm like, we can talk trash a little bit if you want to, as long as it's not about the Athena. Of course, there's
absolutely
no trash
not.
To be talked about there.
Absolutely not.
It's such an amazing award. Chandra, can you tell us? I mean, I know what it is clearly, but a lot of people, I don't think, understand how big this award is.
The significance of it, right?
Exactly. They don't.
You know, I don't even know where to start. I was thinking about that on my drive here. I was like, what do I want the Yuma community to understand? And, you know, before I even get started, I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Chamber for always embracing this award. It's prior to 2013, it was not even in my radar. And that was the year I was nominated and accepted the award. The one time in my life, I can actually tell you, I was speechless. But the Athena Award is, it embraces the working female, mm-hmm. that has exceeded in her career, and that can be on all different levels. It doesn't mean a title. It doesn't mean a pay. It means that they have chosen their career path, and they're just killing it day in and day out. And this award also states that, you know, the person gives back to the community. Mm-hmm. That's huge, mm-hmm. especially in Yuma, right? That's,
exactly.
That's one of the things we love about Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it time and time again. This community comes together. So the Athena looks for that person that gives back to the community and actively assists, especially a focus on young women, mm-hmm. to achieve their goals. And, you know, that can be interpreted in so many different ways. I mean, there's no, I wish there was a rule book that says that this is, you know, how they have to, you know, donate their time or whatever it may be. But if you look at the list of previous winners, I mean, they come from all different walks of life.
They do. It's
right?
Very, it's very,
amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
It is amazing. And I sit in this room sometimes with women that the previous ladies and recipients, and I'm looking at like, I don't belong here, right? I mean, you have people like Amanda Geary and you know, Michelle Headington, and I mean, the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. These women have been in this community, have given back for mm-hmm. so many years. So,
right.
You know, I want people to understand how important this is, and I know that there's so many more women out there that is deserving of this award. Take the time and nominate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to the chamber. You see the emails going out.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes. Write a good story about that person that's deserving.
And being as the chamber, you know, part of it, that it's actually, you know what, it's fun to give out this award every woman that I've seen with this award acts exactly as Chandra does. I don't belong in this in this process. I'm sitting in this room with all these amazing women, and how did I get this award? They're all so humble about what they do. But having been through the process and reading the nomination forms, and I'm 100% certain, Chandra, you are very deserving of the awards. I've seen the process, and I know what the committee goes through to choose just one, because quite often that's the hard part is there's so many deserving people in this community that it's hard to narrow it down to just one. And just so you know, it is the past winners that select.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's a good policy. I like that.
Well, you know what's fun? It's trying to get all these busy women together in December for 1 hour. We usually do a lunch.
It always works out.
We make it work out.
Well, busy people find ways.
It's just, it's funny. It's just, you know, it's, but the thing I like the most is reading these applications and finding someone you've never even heard of before that's doing all this work in the background.
And they weren't looking for
notoriety.
Under
the radar.
Under the radar.
They're just under the radar. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, where's she been? You know what? Why hasn't she approached for help? Or because she's just taking it all on herself. And those are the women that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. And so
How old do you have to be? I mean, my 5-year-old granddaughter, you know, I mean, she's made a lot of her goals so far. I don't know if she.
I have a 7-year-old one. I get it. I call her to help me on my phone and everything else. You know, I mean,
she's pretty much under the radar, but goals are small.
But you know what? They're going in the right direction, and that's what we want. We want to build Yuma.
And it would be nice to take the 5-year-old to the ceremony, you know, to the selection.
Absolutely.
Stuff. You know, I mean, I want her to see and witness and everything. It's available.
Yeah.
It is very empowering. Yeah.
It is. And knowing that there's no stopping you, you know.
Right.
You know, and I always like to think, and I always start off the meetings with, you know, your personal feelings aside, if you know this person, if you don't know this person, I like to think of who would I want to mentor my daughter. And I try to use that as a rule when I go through the applications.
Mm-hmm.
But, but now my daughter's in the Army, so, you know. That's my last one. So now I have to find out. I have to find other daughters.
There are lots of them in this town.
Yes, there is.
I am certain of that.
There is.
And so, I mean, the application is, the past winners, the application got changed this year, just a little bit, but not by a lot. I feel like it's somewhat been simplified.
It has. One of the things that people need to realize is I might not, or, you know, the previous recipients that are reading this application might not know this lady.
Mm-hmm.
So put the right information down. Put the information that would excite us.
Mm-hmm.
That information that excited you to write that application or nominate her. You know, some people do it very briefly and it doesn't get us across when we're all sitting at the table sharing and, you know, and we want to know more. So, you know, write down that information. Take the time. The chamber, you know, I'm sure that if they have any questions, they can reach out to the chamber.
Absolutely.
And you know, get kind of direction.
Because you can tell. You can tell because having read the applications in the past. Now, just so everybody knows, I do not have any say in the winner whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I do read the applications. Yeah. I do sit in on the meetings. But I don't even speak. I don't. It is solely the past winners that decide who the next recipient is going to be.
Unless we can't make a decision, right? And if we can't make a decision, which hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, exactly. That hasn't happened yet. So I'm like, I would prefer not to have a say, you know. You know, some of that self-preservation.
Yeah. you're playing it safe.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I'm playing it safe because you know, especially I know that the last one I did know a lot of the, as most people do.
I mean, Lori?
I knew Lori, of course.
Oh, yeah.
But I knew a lot of the other nominees.
Yeah.
And And, you know, and sometimes for me, especially sitting back and biting my tongue is not always that easy, but.
But you know what? It's an honor just to be nominated.
It is.
So, you know, I was nominated the year prior.
Okay.
Didn't know I was nominated the year I won. And I was actually nominated by Crossroads Mission.
Okay.
And, but I was so honored just to have my name on that list on the slideshow there when they were calling the people. So, you know, I don't think it matters. I mean, obviously, if you win, it's great, and you get that little, you know, Athena International status thing. But being nominated is amazing.
And so Lori was actually super fun last year because she was so surprised.
Good. She deserves it.
And so and absolutely very deserving. Not even a question. But I was amazed at the number of people when we mentioned the winner, like you were talking about, that she'd kind of been flying under the radar. Mm-hmm. I knew her because we do so much with AWC as the chamber. So I knew Lori that way. But if you hadn't been involved necessarily with AWC and seen all the amazing things that Lori has done at AWC, you might not have known her as well. And so very grateful that, it was Ashley Harrington. We all know now because it came out in the dinner, who nominated her. But very grateful that Ashley brought her to the forefront and made it so that we all knew
that we all know, all right?
Because there were a lot of things I didn't know she was doing, of course.
You're her friend.
Well, acquaintance. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would love to be her friend. She's an amazing woman. But but with that, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros have been serving Arizona for over 20 years. Dune season is here, so ask about specialty tires for your toys. We also do alignments, brakes, oil changes, AC work, inspections, preventive maintenance, and more. Get your tires at any of our 4 Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros locations. Or use the Tire Finder online at edwhiteheadstirepros.com. Choose the perfect tire and make your appointment today. We also have free pickup and drop-off for your hassle-free experience guaranteed. Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros. Yeah, we got tires for that.
America's border is in crisis. Last year, 2 million illegal immigrants entered our country, more than the population of Phoenix. And now, the Biden administration is busing illegal immigrants with criminal convictions across America. Who can we trust to secure the border when the politicians keep selling us out? Brandon Judd of the National Border Patrol Council and Justin Harris of the Arizona Police Officers Association trust Jim Lehman for U.S. Senate.
I am so proud, and on behalf of the National Border Patrol Council, to endorse Jim Lehman.
The Arizona Police Officers Association is proud to announce our endorsement of Jim Lehman for the United States Senate.
I'm Jim Lehman. Join me. Together, we'll stop the human smugglers, drugs, gangs, and politicians, bring power back to the people of America, and secure our border. I'm Jim Lehman, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jim Lehman for Senate.
What's the best audio service you never have to pay for? Local Arizona Radio. No subscriptions, no user passwords, no internet required. Just hours of great music, local Arizona news, sports, and more. Up and down your AM/FM dial. Listen in your car, on your smartphone, or your smart speaker. When you plug into local radio, you get great free programming, and you support your community. Find your favorite Arizona stations today at plugintoaz.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Chandra Olagi here talking about the Athena International. Yeah, good morning. And so I pulled up the nomination form just because, I mean, I wanted just to be reminded of what was on it. And when I say it's relatively simple, It really is only the questions are three questions. I mean, there's, of course, the typical information, like what's your name and what's your email address and what's the nominee's name and what's their email address so that we can reach out to them. But beyond that, it's really just three questions.
Yeah.
Now, they are paragraph questions. And like Chandra mentioned, make sure we know. I mean, if you're passionate about this person, excuse me, it's going to come through.
Absolutely.
We're going to know.
And we want to know.
And we want to know.
I remember the first time I read, I'm sorry, I'm going to be pulling names now, Shelley Mellon,
mm-hmm.
When I read her application.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there and I'm like, oh my gosh, when does this lady sleep?
I don't know when she sleeps. I know Shelley, so yeah. I don't know when that woman sleeps.
Yeah, I just, it was amazing. And it wasn't part of her job. This was a woman giving back to the community and trying to empower our youth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And saying,
and still does. And very it still much does. So.
Just like her mother, right? Before yeah, her, exactly. And a senior recipient as well.
Yeah.
But those are the things that we want to look at. And mm-hmm. get excited about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, I want to see that next application that makes me like, oh my gosh, kind of moment and say, where has this lady been?
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially I would encourage, so, you know, because, you know, even though I feel like with the chamber I'm everywhere, I'm clearly not everywhere and neither are you.
Yeah.
And so I would say if you are a volunteer somewhere, or work for a nonprofit, or work with somebody that you see what they do. We're not with them on a regular basis. We're not going to know. I mean, I couldn't even name, you know, all the people clearly that volunteer at the food bank or the Humane Society or at one of our, you know, educational, like First Things First or something like that. All of you out there are probably either volunteering with somebody or work somewhere and know somebody that meets these criteria, because Yuma is so full of just amazing people who give back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I'm sure everybody listening knows someone that meets this criteria.
Yeah. And again, it doesn't have to be with a nonprofit either.
No.
You know, I know one of the ladies here, I wrote a list of some of the ladies that just so I can remember all of their names. And one of the ladies, I know what she does for children in our community that have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so she doesn't give back to an actual nonprofit per se, right?
Right.
But this lady takes money out of her pocket to make sure that they're transported back and forth to Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
or that they're getting the food, or, you know, even there's ones that diabetics on the, mm-hmm. on the insulin. Things like that. She's not asking for anything in return.
Right.
Someone needs to nominate that next person like her.
Mm-hmm.
There, like I said, there's nothing black and white. If you think this woman is exceptional, nominate her.
Yep.
Just nominate her. Let us meet her. Let us get to know her on the application that the chamber supplies.
And there's no charge.
Nope.
For anybody.
Nope.
National,
the award's amazing.
Yeah, National Bank, because the Athena International, this is a big international award with yes. amazing people that, I mean, if you went and looked at past recipients nationwide, you're going to know these names.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lifetime award.
It is a lifetime award. And so mm-hmm. you're going to know, they're going to be famous, powerful women, yeah. you know, that you're going to recognize this. And, yeah. And we've just been fortunate at the chamber that we've been, you know, able to license the award so that we can give it out here in Yuma. And there are fees and stuff involved in getting the license. And so fortunately, National Bank of Arizona has been the gracious sponsor for a number of years.
Thank
now.
You, National Bank. Yes, yep. absolutely.
And they're doing it again this year. And so that the chamber is able to give out this award. But, you know, and we talk about, you know, I looked at the list of women. Mm-hmm. And even I looked at the list of local women like Shelley.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who is well known.
Absolutely.
It can be somebody that's the kind of thing that mm-hmm. that it would be great to have somebody who's like you said, under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, the woman who does that. I know of someone that actually makes baby clothes for like preemies and stuff that were born too early and that are stillborn or whatever. And those clothes, it's very special because they're so tiny.
Right.
And so she makes these tiny, tiny little clothes so the parents have something beautiful for to see their baby in. Exactly.
And that's what Yuma's about.
Exactly. That kind of mm-hmm. thing. It's those it's those small acts of kindness,
yes,
that add up and are huge.
Absolutely.
That are going to make a difference in this application.
And it's going to make a difference in our community. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress it enough. To have these ladies get the recognition that they deserve. And you know, one of the things that come to mind is when we had that fire on 8th Street,
mm-hmm,
not too long ago, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there were certain people, and the ones that usually do that come together, and we're trying to get assistance for these families,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yep.
They are not looking for anything. They're not looking for. They want to help.
Yeah.
We want to hear about those people, and somebody out there knows that person,
mm-hmm,
so they need to share that information, please, because that deadline is coming up.
It is coming up. It's June 15th.
Yes.
So everybody knows again. And just a reminder that the form can be found. The easiest way to find it, at least I think the easiest way to find it, is it's right now on our homepage. So if you go to yumachamber.org, there's a slideshow. There are 5 slides. It will pop up if you don't want to scroll through them. Otherwise, there is a way to scroll through them. Go to the one that says Athena International, and in the text, you could literally just click on it. It'll take you right to the nomination form. Again, there's no charge for it. You just...
Easy. Simple.
If you think about it, might take you 10 minutes depending on how strong of a writer you are, because they are open-ended questions, but there's only 3 of them. We try to make it relatively painless. And keep in mind that one of the things that we change now is if you say yes, that one of the past recipients can contact you about the application. If the past recipients feel like they don't have enough information, they will now contact you and be able to ask questions and get more information from you. So don't feel like it has to be perfect.
Yeah.
It just has to be heartfelt.
Please. Take the moment, and remember the 3 qualifications. Touch on all 3 of those qualifications and just have fun with it and let us celebrate her.
Yep. And Chandra, we did talk about this a little bit at the break, but we haven't brought this up in public, really, because we've been talking about women. And so far in Yuma, all the recipients have been women. But Athena International did remove the requirement that the recipient must be female.
That's correct.
So if you know,
it's crazy.
It's
my opinion.
It is what it is. So far it has still been, but one of the requirements is, though, how they have empowered other women or mentored, especially young women.
Correct.
So that requirement has not left.
Right. Right. So, in all honesty, I'm again looking at the list, and I think most of these women in the past that the previous recipients have tried to work with both boys and girls, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. I mean, there was no, it has to be only girls or anything of that sort.
Right.
But I think the most, again, is empowering our youth. We don't want to be, known for Yuma for bad things, right? I mean,
right.
The highest dropout rate or whatever it is. We don't want to be known for that. We want to be known for cultivating and growing our community and our youth and to becoming something and someone great,
mm-hmm,
like we know that they're going to be. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to see these applications.
Me too.
We're not sharing with you.
Sorry, like he's like, no, I want to read. He's like, how do I get to be a recipient so I can read the applications? I will tell you, just in reading them the last time, several of them made me tear up. I was just like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
Yeah, some great women out there. Yeah. And, look at the previous ones. I mean, you have a list of some awesome ladies in this community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad, isn't it? Our director of the airport, right?
Oh, she's a recipient.
That's a tremendous job.
I'm trying to think. Linda Elliott Nelson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is a recipient. Oh,
Donna Phipps, Tawny Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, Rana Sue, Rosemary Jose. I mean, again, different walks of life, different career paths, mm-hmm, different everything. But they're just like service above self.
And raising families.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know how you balance that, but
Yeah, they've been doing it. So I am proud to be part of this group,
mm-hmm,
and I look forward to seeing who our 2021 recipient
is. When is that event again? I'm sure you already mentioned it. I just didn't.
No, we actually didn't because what? I've been talking about the deadline. And so
usually we do it in January. Yeah, in January, the annual award dinner.
Okay.
And so this year we pushed it. You know, I think with COVID and everyone kind of coming back to the work world, we wanted to make sure that we really had a focus on this.
The recipient will be recognized and find out if they got it or not at Good Morning Yuma on September 8th.
Oh, September even. Yeah. Okay.
It takes time.
And everything. Yeah, this award is amazing.
So we have the deadline to get the applications, you know, but I think the last time we had something about a dozen nominees, and it takes time because they read them all. And getting these busy ladies together to meet is...
And we discuss.
And they discuss.
Right? And we vote. We do it that way that there's no pressure from anybody. You know, we want to make sure that we give each applicant a fair viewing, a fair vote. It's exciting. And, you know, it's not a perfect way, but we're working our way through it.
And I know in the past they narrowed it down to the top three. And then it's a long process.
You're running out of time.
Okay, well, please nominate someone.
Please.
I'm sure you know an amazing person here in Yuma that's deserving. And with that, we have to go. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.